Bulletin on Millennium Radio is brought to you in association with Vatra Mineral Water. Vatra, made for all, made for life.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the 18 hours main news. We'll take a look at the stories making headlines. A government to amend the Public Procurement Authority Act to boost local uniform production. Farmers urge effective use of World Bank support to boost agriculture. And girl 14 shot dead as South Africa's taxi wars hit school.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the main news in detail, my name is Michael Chilwan. Government has announced plans to amend the Public Procurement Authority Act to make it mandatory for all uniforms used by government agencies to be manufactured locally. Central Province Permanent Secretary Muna Mwanakampwe says the proposed amendment is aimed at strengthening the local textile industry by guaranteeing a ready market for Zambian manufacturers, particularly Mulungushi textiles. Mr. Mwanakampwe noted that Zambia has for many years relied heavily on imported textile products, a trend government now seeks to reverse through deliberate policy interventions. He explained that regulatory measures are being put in place to support local production and ensure compliance once the law is amended. He says the move is expected to stimulate economic growth and contribute positively to the country's gross domestic product, GDP, while also creating employment opportunities and enhancing skills development in the textile sector. Mr. Mwanakampwe added that the initiative forms part of broader government efforts to strengthen the local economy and reduce dependency on imports.
And if we are to put, and we are advocating actually, to put a clause in the ZPPA Act regarding the procurement of these uniforms for defense and security personnel, the health workers, even the teachers, all uniformed personnel, that Mulungushi textiles must be given. We should do, selective procurement, where we advantage Mulungushi textiles deliberately so that they do not run into a crisis of having nowhere to sell their production.
Meanwhile, Cotton Association of Zambia Executive Director John Ngwenyama has welcomed the development, expressing confidence that government's partnership with China will help address raw material and production cost challenges.
It being a government-involved industry, we are also very sure of the other issues that pertains to the entire cotton sector, because China Mulungushi textile requires the raw materials, which is also dependent by the producers, who happens to be the farmers. So we are very sure that the government will fully get involved in the production by contracting our farmers to do better. As regards to the fair pricing, I think the current cotton act, though still waiting for the minister for the commencement letter to be written so that the new Cotton Act is effected.
The National Association for Small-Scale Farmers in Zambia has called on government to ensure that donor support to the Ministry of Agriculture is effectively utilized for the benefit of farmers across the country. The World Bank has expanded its financial assistance to Zambia, with a total funding exceeding $3 billion of February 2026. The investment is directed towards agriculture and economic reforms aimed at strengthening the national economy. Association Executive Director Frank Kayula welcomed the World Bank's continued support, describing it as a positive development for the agricultural sector. However, Dr. Kayola stressed the need for the country to fully and effectively utilize the funds in order to deliver tangible benefits to ordinary citizens, particularly small-scale farmers. He emphasized that prudent management of the resources would help drive sustainable growth in critical sectors of the economy, with agriculture playing a central role in economic transformation and food security.
Because even right now, farmers are being charged, though it's a very good modest charge, which differs from province to province. And the farmers will not be able to pay, will not access those things. But by the way, that's how it's supposed to be. But we only hope that the minimum charge will be maintained and that the finances that are raised will be used to maintain the equipment. Otherwise, very soon, we forget about those things. Just look at how we have thrown away the ambulances bought by CDF, the police vehicles bought by CDF. Government is not the best to keep this equipment for hire in the rural areas.
Media scholar Beston Ngonga has cautioned the media to exercise responsibility and ethical judgment as Zambia heads into an election period under the Cyber Security and Cyber Crimes Act of 2025. Mr. Ngonga says that the cyber laws were not enacted to suppress freedom of expression or media freedom, but rather to safeguard national security and protect citizens from digital threats, especially during politically charged periods. He stresses that journalists have no reason to fear the law as long as they adhere to professional ethics, accuracy and fairness in their reporting. Ms. Ngonga emphasizes that while the media's watchdog role remains critical in democratic society, it must not translate into misrepresentation of facts or incitement. He warns that careless reporting could fuel tribal divisions and heighten social tensions online. He has since urged media houses to position themselves as platforms for lawful, peaceful and safe online engagement by prioritizing civic education, rigorous fact-checking and balanced reporting as the country approaches the polls.
They have a watchdog role. Now, that watchdog role does not mean misrepresenting the facts. Does not mean misrepresenting the facts. But media organizations must balance their watchdog role with the risk of being accused of incitement. The role of the media is to ensure that we balance our watchdog role, bearing in mind that if we don't balance, we may be accused of incitement or spreading things like tribal divisions.
Alliance for a Strong Foundation President Brian Chisengalumbwe has observed that the school feeding program is a clear indication of government's failure to create jobs for parents and to meaningfully address the high cost of living. Mr. Chisengalumbwe says that the program exposes widespread hunger among families, arguing that many households are unable to provide basic meals for their children without government intervention. He charged that while feeding learners may offer short-term relief, it does not resolve the underlying economic challenges facing parents. Mr. Chisengalumbwe further noted that when children attend school mainly to access food rather than to pursue education, it risks undermining learning outcomes and demoralizing teachers. He argued that families should instead be empowered to provide 3 meals a day at home through decent employment opportunities and sustainable incomes, rather than depending on government programs for a child's only meal.
It defeats the whole purpose of education. It frustrates the efforts of teachers and is a waste of taxpayers' money. The responsibility of looking after children belongs to the parents. The government's responsibility is to create jobs and good salaries and wages to allow the parents to provide food for their children, both at school and at home.